All right, let's try this again. 400 pound sandbag. It's apparently not really 400 pounds. It's more like... ...350 pounds, but still pretty heavy. All right, so, yeah. Playground. Steal the sand! It's actually funny, I don't really like sand, but see, I love you. Let's try it out. Okay, open the zipper. Okay, open the flip. It's actually funny, so I guess you could buy the same sort of sandbags. I guess you could buy the, what, Amazon ones, which is essentially just made in China, but, I mean, I don't know 100%, but, I think superficial things like, even this, like, Velcro thing here to zip it open seems like a good innovation, yeah, I'm sure the stuff on Amazon is fine, but maybe it's not as good as loading sand. Yeah, actually, I woke up this morning and my triceps were feeling super sore. I was like, why are my triceps so sore? Actually, just carrying these things around, I guess you have to use tricep strength too. And I guess the good thing about sandbags is technically any park you find has sand. Just fill it up. When you're done, just dump it out. Yeah, I think I'm starting to get more into the sandbag stuff because, the shape is super awkward, which I think makes it effective for strength building, I suppose. Yeah, these things get pretty heavy. And also, I guess it's pretty fun and interesting too because it's all quite dynamic. It's like however much you could load it as heavy as you want or as light as you want. Yeah, it's the ultimate portable solution. And also the thing too is that, I'm sure it's not the most effective form of training, but I don't know, even nowadays, ever since I moved to LA, maybe there's something good for our health and physiology to be out in the park, fresh air. Yeah, I think fresh air is very underrated nowadays. But my critique, I was just watching some random videos online of a strongman, like in the strongman competition. It's like, why are all of them like so fat and unimpressive looking? I'm sure they're very muscular and very fat. And then their bellies all stick out. Why? Because they're taking too much steroids and their guts kind of get swollen. Nobody wants to look like a strongman, I think. I don't know why people even... Truth be told, care for the sandman competitions, or sorry, the strongman competitions. It's even as a viewer to watch is actually not that interesting or entertaining. I think powerlifting is probably better because everyone's done a bench press, everyone's done a squat and a deadlift, and so we could actually measure how difficult it is. But when we watch these strongman competitions online, we have zero idea on actually how difficult or easy it is. So yeah, I think it's kind of on the way up. Even a bad thing is you look at the strongman competition sponsors, it's just a bunch of random people, but mouth guards or something super random. If you're not able to find sponsors, that's always a bad thing. And I'm sure with bodybuilding, people lining out the door. Okay. The photographer William Eggleston was like, never want to miss another sunrise again or something. Also a thing too, when sand, just take off your shoes, get your feet wet. Yeah, and actually the reason why I think all this is kind of interesting, the park, even though I could afford all the gym memberships in the world, I mean, there's just some things that I've just been realizing that I don't like about a lot of these commercial gyms. Yeah, once they get your credit card information or phone number, they start spamming you or whatever. And the whole sign up process is quite annoying. I do like the gym for the hot sauna though, but I don't know, if you live somewhere where the weather's good, maybe it's better to just wear a down vest or a down jacket and just go outside to the elements, catch the nice light. In fact, actually, the probably the number one critical reason that I'm becoming anti-gym a lot is that, yeah, you get a nice sunrise, the sun's coming up. To be able to miss a sunrise because you're inside is pretty depressing. Okay. It's starting to get pretty heavy, which is good. Yeah, the last videos that I've done, filling this thing takes like freaking an hour. But I guess the fun thing is in the interim, as you fill it up, should I just get a shovel? But then again, I guess the thing about using your hands, good free exfoliation for your hands. The other things I don't like about the gym, bad music, fluorescent lighting. Only thing that sucks about the park too is so many of these damn flies, but effing c'est la vie. Yeah, also other things I'm starting to like realize that I like about the park. So I have some theories. When you're in higher elevation, you get more natural light, more oxygens. I have a theory that maybe it's actually better for your brain, possibly. Oh, so also I guess a good thing about sandbags is that you could just travel with the... Well, that's actually a good idea. Next time I travel, I could just bring the sandbag along and then as long as you can just find a park with sand, you could always find somewhere to work out, I guess, right? Or like if you're traveling or on the road, whatevs. Yeah, just find a kid's playground with sand and just fill it up. Yeah, so actually, yeah, still like, I mean, I have a bunch of weights and plates, which is it's good, but I think for the average American or person, to have to find and obtain weights is actually extremely difficult, time consuming, expensive, shipping takes forever. Seems like a better solution here. Catching a glorious sunrise, guys. Check it out. Also noticed though with the sandbag training, my getting like crazy scabs, but maybe it's a good thing. Wow, look at that sunrise. Effing glorious. Ah, okay, so I could see a sunrise like that, so like, so glorious being alive, right? Good time to take off your shirt. Oh, when the weather's good, it's got to flex. Good light. Let's see how we can do this. Me and son love this park. Canton Park in LA is lit. Always half the fun is finding fun, creative mounting solutions. Best mounting solutions to put it somewhere random. Fun. Shout out to my friend Tim Flanagan for suggesting I just steal these things at the park. Alright, so you got some rings here too. Let's put this here. What they call this, skin the cat? A lot of people was like, what's the point of doing this X, Y, and Z? I mean, I think first for me, I mean, superficially, it just feels good. Yeah, look at the light. Sunrise. Actually, what's interesting about being at this park at this overlook, too. So you're like super high up, right? So the sun, all this light, you got no other buildings blocking you. So this might even be better than being in a super big high rise because you're super high up. You're at a plateau, you can see the sun. Nothing blocking, you get maximum light, and also you get additional oxygens being outdoors rather than indoors. So yeah, Canton Park, or just find another good park as well. I need more sing. Thank you. I guess sand's pretty heavy. The Zen of sin, baby. Also, maybe the logic is doing what feels natural. Workout of the day, baby. Feels good. Yeah. Yeah. The best part, we're done. You can just dump out the sand. Oh, we. Someone loved this. Yeah, I love the gym, but I'm trying to think, I wonder if the downside of the gym is too overly commoditized, which means the downside of the gym is the machines. Get a big ass sandbag. What is the best mount yourself, suckers? Okay, so. Forgot my camera. And then East Amelia used to call it Canberra. Yeah, so then the question is, what is the point of doing this? I mean, honestly, no point. It's like, for me, maybe the point is, kind of the curiosity is, how far can I do it? How far can I take it? So I think maybe the best motivator should just be your own personal curiosity. Yeah, I think more people should just GoPro POV stuff. Okay, so this is where, so you unzip it here, and from here, take out the zipper, unzip the zipper, YKK, shout out. And this is actually cool, so this little inside flap, pull this out, right? It's actually a double flap, which I didn't realize initially, so shout out to Rogue's design team. So Velcro here, hold it, like kind of those roll top things. Velcro here, yeah, nice. All you gotta do is just pour out the sand when you're done. So this is also part of the second workout, right? Is get rid of the sand when you're done. Yeah, and I guess the cool thing is, if you're all about the muscle and the beach, what? Muscle beach, you call it? You can just do this by yourself. In yourself. So why is it that I know so many beach bums who are successful? It's because, I don't know, maybe it's because they spend more healthy time outdoors. A ditch of sand, just with your hands. funny. Kids like playing in sand all day. Maybe adults should too. If each of these tiny pebbles was one Bitcoin, or $1 billion. If you was a 10B Bitcoin billionaires, how would you live your life, suckers? Yeah, actually it's funny because like even if I had like $100 quadrillion to build my own private ideal gym, I actually might not, because the maintenance, the building, the contractors. That's why I think I prefer more instantaneous, quicker solutions that way. I also get the good thing about GoPro Chessman is it's easier to vlog your thoughts while having the GoPro just on your chest than otherwise. Okay, that's good enough. Let's see if this should be dumpables now. I guess also the intelligence of sandbag training is, you in the FBI or something, don't you go to SWAT team, carry human bodies? Isn't this the ultimate training, right? You gotta get rid of bodies on bodies on bodies. And unfortunately, humans don't have convenient handles, I suppose. Okay, so one of the best backhanded compliments I get, which I actually take almost as insulting, was when people say, "You remind me of Bruce Lee." I'm like, and actually, so some thoughts on Bruce Lee. Now I read a bunch of his books and stuff like that. I mean, his thoughts on like Taoism and philosophy is like, it's like okay, I guess, but I think my critique of Bruce Lee is, essentially it's a, it's like when you do karate or kung fu or martial arts, ain't nobody look like effing like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Ronnie Coleman, whatever. But I guess the difference is I don't take steroids, haha. So, so I guess like this amount of sand is tolerable. It's not like that heavy. You could just take out some sand and then re-zip it up and put back in your car. Cause I guess then half the workout is, yeah, so just taking it back your car. Okay, so we'll fold it, double Velcro like this, put it back in and use golden. So I'm first one with a Prius truck or an armored Prius, maybe. Strongest motherfucker alive drives a Prius. It's actually funny, I think it should actually be opposite, is the critique of cars and a lot of material things in America is people try to purchase their masculinity by buying a big ass truck or SUV or sports car or whatever's. No, guys, the goal is you become the Lambo.